You that have your Bibles, turn to the 15th chapter of Exodus, and I want to read a verse of scripture here to you from the 26th verse in this chapter. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all of his commandments, and keep his statute, I will put upon thee none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon Egypt. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I want to speak on the thought tonight of healing. I believe that we live in a day of great need. But as I looked into the Word and searched His Word, I find that we're serving the same God that spoke to the children of Israel, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm glad that gives us a great hope tonight, great encouragement for God done for Israel. When they obeyed God, He took care of them. Whenever they heard His commandments, followed His judgment, lived after His statute, God greatly blessed Israel. They brought fear on the nations around them. They blessed and was greatly blessed. Every need that they had was supplied. God saw their need. He took care of them. And if there's any people that had a history to look back to see what happened to Egypt and all the many things that happened down there, they certainly did. Knowing that it was the mighty eternal God that was doing those things to Egypt. And so, it's not only encouraging to us, but it's a challenge to us that we hear to God, that we pay attention to what God is saying to us, that we be a people blessed of God and encouraged to follow the Lord's commandment and enjoy good health and strength from the Lord. I believe we can. I believe God is just as willing to bless us today as He was in that day. Now let me step forwards and say a little more here. God is not going to heal some things. He's not going to take the wrinkles off of us old people. You could work on that all you want to. They may have some drawing powders, drawing salve, that'll draw a few wrinkles out, but you'll still be the old person. God's not going to heal old age. Ecclesiastes has spoken to us in the 12th chapter, and he gave us a fair warning of things that would happen to us as we travel along this way of life. We might well too expect it, hadn't we? And so there's some things that God is just not going to heal. But we know that God can keep us in good health. We know that because God kept Abraham in good health, did he not? He blessed Abraham in his journeys right up to his dying day. God took care of Abraham. Abraham was a man that followed God, kept his saying, had great faith in God. He knew and experienced a wonderful experience with God. And there was others that followed the Lord. Moses, God bless Moses. He led a congregation of 600,000 of all the mumbling complaints and all of the things that was going on and all the suffering of the people. Yet God blessed Moses and he kept him in good health and blessed him to lead the people and to follow the Lord and do his good will. We're serving the same God. Yesterday, today, as we travel along life's way. In Psalms, he gives us a wonderful thing through David of old. Psalms 103 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all iniquities, who healeth all of my diseases, who redeemeth thee life from destruction, with crowneth thee with love kindness, tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle." Here is some things that David encourages our heart with. You and I that have lived a number of years, we can look back and we can know tonight and sure that God has took care of you and I. Has he not? We've not had to miss a meal. We've had good food set before us. We've delighted in a lot of good things in this life, have we not? God has clothed us. God has blessed us with a roof over our head. God has given rain in due season. God has blessed our fields and he has admonished us in great ways. And how can we say tonight that God has not been good to us? God's been good to our country. People hadn't been good to God, but he's been good to us. He's a good God tonight. And we need to be good to God, do we not? We need to remember that we're serving an almighty and an eternal God. Many, many people before us that God has healed. God has forgiven their iniquities. He's forgiven their sins. He has healed their bodies. He's put them in a wonderful family and blessed them to have a good life right here in this present world. We're serving that same God tonight. I just want to encourage you, church, take a hold of the promises of God. Lay a hold of it tonight. It's God's word. He's never lied to you. He's never lied to me. And he won't lie to you. If we'll follow his commandment, keep his word, God will honor his. Will he not? Yes, he will. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, what God has done for so many. Remember Naaman in 1 Kings, I think it is, about the 5th chapter, man that was a leper, went down and all that God asked of him was obedience, that he would obey the Lord and do as he was asked to do. But he thought there was better waters around and he wanted to go some other places. My brother, sister, when God commands, it is to be followed. He could not sidetrack, go his way, do his thing, and expect God to heal. He must obey God if he's going to be healed. And so, whenever the man spoke to him, while he was stubborn and proud and looking for angerness upon him. Brother, he turned and went down to old Jordan. When he went down 7 times, he came up well and whole and healed. And when we obey God and put self aside, put off their own ideals and ways that we think that we're going to do something in our own, come God's way and do God's thing like God commands, and God will honor you and bless you. Let me say from 2 Corinthians 12 chapter, if God doesn't heal you, his grace will be sufficient for you. Amen. You see, Paul asked for God to do something, and God didn't move the thorn, but he said, my grace is sufficient. I want to say, whenever God gives strength and God gives courage, you can't beat that with a pill, doctor's office, or a hospital. God is greater. And we just need to trust in the Lord, do we not? For we are serving a mighty, mighty God. Whenever Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, I'm shooting across the word tonight and just follow some things. And I realize you people may be tired, and so I'll cut some things short and not try to hold you a long time. But this is important to all of us. It's important you have your faith encouraged. It's important that we give God his rightful place with us, that we enjoy the good things of God. So he said in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and the 4th verse, surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. What are you saying, Isaiah? I'm saying in this passage that Isaiah has built the speculation of Jesus coming to the world, going to the cross of Calvary. He's going there not only for our sins and for our iniquities, but he's going there for our griefs and our hurts and our sorrow. He's taken it to the cross of Calvary, a soul that you and I can enjoy the wonderful blessings of an eternal God. Isn't that wonderful tonight? He took what I couldn't do. He went where you couldn't go. He did what I couldn't do. He took sorrow. He took grief, which is our sickness, and he bared it upon the cross of Calvary before the Father, a soul that you and I, while living right here in this present world, that you can have and be honored with the help of God, with the healing of God in your body, that you've got someone that to turn to that's got more power than anyone did you know tonight. Our hospitals are full. Our doctor's office is full. And mental places are full. And you know the devil has got a great hope in our world tonight. He's working in great ways to bring on affliction. But ain't you thankful that there's a remedy tonight? And if we turn to God, he will help us as sure as we who we are. In Luke, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse in this chapter, Luke is telling us about this synagogue. And Jesus, being in the Jews' synagogue, is their place of their worship. And they gave him the book. Here's what he said to him in the 18th verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He'd taken up Isaiah, the 61st chapter. He's speaking to us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I don't know how you feel, but it makes me feel great to know that he's honored with a higher power than any power that you and I know beside Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel. Good news, folks. Good news. That's what the gospel is good news. Good news to you and me, to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Good news. There's not a pill in the drugstore. There's no medicine that I know can heal a broken heart, but my God can. He knows about the heart. He understands the heart. My God can heal a broken heart. I done a funeral of a young man who died from a broken heart because of his family being separated and going a separate way. But that boy, if we'd only known and he'd only known, he could turn to God. He said he came to set the captivity, recovering of their sight to the blind. Good news. Good news. How that God can open a blinded eye. Well, thank God tonight. But that's a miracle in itself, that God can open blinded eyes. Is it not? You see, I don't know of anything they can do with the blind. They say they can replace eyes, but I don't know what they can do. But I know that God don't have to put you in the hospital to give you another set of eyes. God can heal your blinded eyes. He says so. He said, at liberty, them that are bruised, those that are hurt, those that are broken, he can heal tonight. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, I realize he hadn't been to the cross at this time, but he began to demonstrate his power and his and manifest that he was the healer, the Son of God. Whenever that he were stepped from here, from that synagogue, he began to work and manifest the great power that God had given him. Well, we have his word tonight, and I want to say to you and I, this gospel is power. It's power of God when we believe it, lay a hold of it, and brother, practice it. It puts the power of an almighty God in your life and in my life. And when we keep God's commandment, brother, sister, God will honor us whenever we honor him. Yes, he will. He'll honor us. What does God want of you and me? He wants people who will obey him. What does it take to be healed? It takes obedience. Obedience. Obedience to God's word and his commandment. In Isaiah 1:18, come, let's reason together, said the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the goods of the land. Whenever Adam and Eve obeyed God, they had every need took care of. those after it who obeyed God had every need took care of. Well, he'll do the same for you and I. Romans 2:11 says, God have no respect of person. What he's done for others, he will do for us. Because he loves you, he loves me as much as he loves anyone else. And so I have the right to claim these blessings. You have the right to claim these blessings. And if we'll yield and be obedient to God, God will honor his word, and we can eat and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Thank God tonight for the wonderful promises that God has put in his word, that we can enjoy the good things of God. What a Savior, what a Savior he is tonight. Now, you know and I know, the devil is out to hinder you, and he's hindered a lot of souls. And not only that, but he's got a lot of people bound tonight that need their freedom and wanting to enjoy their freedom. Well, I'm here to tell you, by the authority of God's word, we have his promises. If you'll have faith and be obedient to God, he'll loosen you from where you're bound. Now you say, preacher, you're saying a whole lot. I'm not saying anything to you but what the word of God says to you. Amen? God expects me to preach the truth. And the devil may raise up every doubt in your mind, but you have every right to put those doubts down and believe in God. And sometimes it means you have to conquer self and overcome self if you're going to have the blessings that God has got in his storehouse. In this 16th chapter of Revelation, I want to point out to you, in the 13th verse, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the prophets. For these are the spirits of devils working miracles. Go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of God Almighty. I realize that we live in a day when the devil is at work against every good thing that God has to offer. He's against the church of God, and he's planted every religion to make this look like it's all right. But I want to say tonight that the devil here, the Bible said, works miracles. He also able to afflict people, to bring sickness upon people. And even good people he can afflict and bring grief and hurt to good people. And because sometimes it may mean a test of your faith, or sometimes it may mean your disobedience. It may mean that for your good, that you will trust God more, pray more, search your soul more, by God, chastisement being upon us. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, speaks about chastisement. God has a way of chastising us, rebuking us as children of God, and letting us know that he uses the devil sometime. Now, the devil encouraged God to let him afflict Job, did he not? And he afflicted Job, did he not? And he afflicted him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And let me say, whenever people put more faith in other things than they do God, God is a jealous God. He is jealous because of few of his children. He wants you for his glory, for his honor. Whenever he puts you in the mother's womb, he put every bone in its place. He put the skin and the flesh in its place. He put every blood vessel in its place. He's the same God. He put us here for his glory, for his honor in this world. And we're to be his stewards, and good stewards, and faithful stewards, to believe in our God and to trust our God for every need that we have need of. And you say, preacher, I don't know about all of this. Well, dig in the Bible. Dig in the Bible. You'll find I'm preaching the truth to you. Right? I'm not preaching you something that's not here. I'm preaching you what is here. I'm not saying here, standing here tonight to preach this message, to bring condemnation on no one. No, sir. Most all of us probably have got a little something biting on us. But we know that God's grace is sufficient. If we're not healed now, it don't mean we quit God. It means we keep working on it. You see, there's things that you and I got to do. Sometimes we got to work on our faith. Amen? I know, I read of a man that was healed, and he stayed with the preacher, and the preacher walked with him daily, talking to him, encouraging his faith. And after a while, he thought, well, I can go home. He got in his wagon, went home. When he got home, he got to feeling weak. His faith was going down. He loaded up the old wagon, went back. And he said, preacher, you're going to have to do some more doctoring on me. He said, what do you mean? He said, my faith is getting weak. He said, I need help. He began to walk with him, talk with him, encourage him. Folks, sometimes we need to go to the old book, and we need to go to the knee route, and we need to work on self, and we need to pray. We've got a living God. Our God's not dead. He's well and alive. The church of God is well, and the church of God is alive, and we need to know that there's still power and Holy Ghost power, and we're serving a God of power. Then we need to doctor our faith and hold on to God and pray. If you don't get it tonight, keep praying. Don't faint. Keep knocking at the door of God. He's hearing your prayer. He's listening to you. You just need to work on your faith. God will bring you through. In Luke, the 18th chapter, is a little woman. She went down to the unjust judge. He said, go away. Go away. She done what he said. She went away. And she come right back. Go away. Go away. I can't see you. She done what he said. She went away, but she come right back. Go away. I can't see you. And she done what he said, but she come right back. Well, he said, you're continued coming. You worry me. I'll give you appointed time. I'll listen to you. Oh, did God say, did you hear what that unjust judge said? Don't you faint. Don't you faint. I'll hear you. I'll hear you. I'll listen to you. I'll be more speeded than he is. I'll listen to your case. God ain't getting tired of you talking to him. He just wants you to build up your faith. Amen. Get to the place where you and God's doing business. And brother, sister, Amen. We need to come to that place as a personal faith, a faith increasing, not going down, but going up, so that God can bless us and move on us, and we can get what we're asking for. God said, if you ask me for a fish, I won't give you a serpent. If you ask for a piece of bread, I won't give you a stone. God ain't going to substitute. Amen? God's a real God. He don't have to substitute. This world and her fullness belongs to God. And folks, look around you tonight, what God done. Look at that beautiful blue heavens up there. Do you see a post anywhere holding it up? Ain't a post nowhere holding it up there. What's keeping it up there, preacher? God's word. God's word. Look at that ocean. A lot of you been there. What put it in its place? By God. What keeps it in its place? God said, I put the doors on it and said, you have to stay, you cannot pass. Is it behave itself? Yes, behave itself. It's a big old ocean. Yes, it is. God is bigger than the ocean. He's bigger than the world. He's bigger than the pill. He's bigger than the hospital. He's bigger than the doctor. There ain't a thing in this world that surpasses God. He's eternal, hallelujah. And he's mine tonight. He's mine tonight. He's yours tonight. He's yours, church of God. You belong to him. This is your blessing. This is your inheritance. It belongs to you. You're his children, and God wants to help you. Don't never think that God is against you. He's not against you. No, he's not against you. He went too far. He paid too much to be against you. If it's anything God is against, it's doubt. If it's anything God is against, it's iniquity. He's against sin. He's against disobedience. But he loves his people. Well, yes, he loves us tonight. He cares. My God is a healing God tonight. Well, yes, he is. I've been healed of God. I had to take it by faith. An old time preacher prayed for me. He said, jot her down, David. God's done the work. I jotted it down, and brother, I hurt worse than after he prayed for me than I did before that he prayed for me. I said, thank you, God, for my healing. Devil said, you're not healed. I said, thank you, God, for my healing. And the devil said, you're not healed. You're still hurting. I said, thank you, God, for my healing. About 3 months went by. I still thanking God for my healing. And one day, God noted me. He said, David, what's that coolness that you feel going down to your stomach? I said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Praise God. From that day to this day, I eat anything I want. I'm healed. And God done it. If I'm never healed again, I believe in healing. What was I doing? I was taking it by faith. Why did it take you so long? I had to work on faith. I had to prove it. To God, I believe. Now, the others, sometimes, some got more faith than others. You know, a lot of times the people you associate with, if you ain't careful, they'll kill you in faith. And if you ain't careful, when you go to the doctor, they'll kill your faith. Amen. Oh, you got a case. You got a case. We can't do nothing. Maybe we can keep you comfort. Maybe we can help you. Well, yeah, some things does, but God's still God. Yeah, he's still God. He's still on the throne. I'm not against people going to the doctor. I'm not against medicine, no. But I believe God's bigger than the pill. I believe he's able. I believe he can heal. And I believe God is looking to you and I. Put your faith here. Put your trust here. Work on your faith. Move your doubts. Forget what the doctor said. There's a greater doctor tonight, and that's King Jesus. He's able to help us. Oh, yes, he is. Now, Jesus, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, he just got through with him with the Sermon on the Mount. And when he come down off the mount, a leper met him. And those priests of old, they put a trial, seemingly, and suffered the people more whenever they had a leper. If the leper went deeper than the skin, the hair turned white. They put him out for 7 days. On faith, they on a trial, and then brought him out. And if it was the same, put him back again. Away from their family, away from people. Jesus is a different high priest than what the law was. He's a greater high priest. Those priests done what the law said. But God's greater. This is a greater plan than what the law was. Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary. And so, when the leper met him, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leper was healed in that third verse. He didn't put him off in a corner. He didn't put him through a test. He healed him of that disease right there and then. Leper is a bad disease. And God went deeper and greater than that disease. A brother, sister, there's things that gets a hold of people, and it's bad. It's bad news. But let me tell you, when Jesus said that he's anointed, that he preached the gospel, it's good news. Good news. He come to set the captive free, praise God. And so, if you're in captivity tonight, God is here to deliver you. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. What a good God that we've got. Oh, what a mighty God that we serve. In Mark, the 9th chapter, there was many cases that came to Jesus. Some, and in the, I guess it's also in the 5th chapter, he done a great work. In the 9th chapter, lady came to Jesus. She'd suffered many things, if I'm right about this. And, you know, there's things that sometimes you got to press your way over, right? And you got to set it to your seal. I'm going through to Jesus. I'm going to go through. There was a woman. She had an issue of blood. She'd went to the doctor 12 long years. Doctor took her money. I don't know what all he said and done. She wouldn't know better. Don't the doctor asked you to come back next week? Come back 2 weeks? Come back a month? He won't see you again and again. Amen or oh me? Am I right? And so, I feel the devil shutting down on that. So I want to put it across. But this woman heard of Jesus. She said it in her heart. I'm going to see that man called Jesus. She went and pressed the crowd all around him. They strongly heavy against him. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. I can touch the hem of his garment. I'll be made whole. She pushed her way through. Pushed her way through. She touched him. Jesus said, somebody touch me. They said, well, Master, the crowd strewn thee. Yeah, but I feel virtue going out of me. There's a connection whenever you touch Jesus. There's a connection. And so she was healed. And whenever that he mentioned, she went and fell down before him. She began to talk to him. Oh, brother, her faith brought her to Jesus, brought her to the right place, and she received from the Lord. And folks, if you and I can just press again those things that's oppressing again us and get to Jesus, I believe he can help our case. I sure do. I want to take you tonight in the closing on this message to James, the 5th chapter. He talks to the church. The church, God gave it authority. And that authority can be used by us, the elders of the church. Let me say something here to us all. And I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm not trying to be somebody smart. But I think sometimes we're in too big a hurry when we're praying for people. I think we need to seek victory when we pray for people. Brother Will Cry was my pastor when I was growing up. He had a man to come to him for healing. Brother Cry anointed him with oil. And he prayed with him. And when he got through praying, he said, are you healed? He said, no, I'm not. Well, he talked to him a little while. Doctor in his faith. He said, let's pray again. They prayed again. And whenever he quit praying, he said, are you healed? He said, no, I'm not healed. He doctored his faith. He talked to him on the promises of God. Encouraged his faith. Lifting him up to God. Lifting him up on the promises of God. He said, let's pray. Can you have faith in the things that I have given you from the Word? He said, well, I don't think God would ever lie to me. He said, that's faith. He said, do you think that God loves you? Yes, he loves me. He said, you know that? He said, yeah, I know that. Well, he said, why would God withhold a blessing from you? He said, he won't. He said, let's pray. He prayed, and he said, when he got through, are you healed? He said, yes, sir, I'm healed. He said, God, come through. He said, I'm a well man. He said, God has healed me. Now, brother, sister, I want to tell you, we don't need to pray a fainting prayer. We need to pray a prayer of faith. It takes a prayer of faith to save the sick, does it not? Am I out of line in saying what I'm saying here tonight? I believe I'm saying this to encourage us. When we pray for people, pray till you get a hold of God. And when you get a hold of God, You've got to witness. And if you got to witness, you know you got a petition for what God has promised you. Is that Bible or is it not? Yes, it's the Word of God. Here's what he said. Is any afflicted? 13 verse. Let him pray. You need to do some praying for yourself. You must pray for yourself. I find that if we feel weak in faith, it's good to pray to help our faith. We need to pray and encourage our faith through prayer. Pray till we believe that God will work on us and help us. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. What does the oil do? It recognizes anointed Savior. When we anoint you with oil, means your body is set apart to anointed King. And whenever that we lay hands on you and pray, we are bringing you before anointed King. One that said he was anointed of God, anointed of his Lord. And so that's what the elders of the church has the right to do by the Word of God. I know there's people who said this healing went out. No more is it like it was then. I want to tell you, I know that God has healed people. I've been healed. And God is the same God today that he was then. He's still here to heal. He loves you, church. And you can live beneath your inheritance. You can live beneath your promises. This is promised to us. Get up. Go get it. God wants you to have it. Claim it tonight. Put in for it. And brother, sister, God will meet you if you'll be obedient and have faith in him. God is a good God. You come forth tonight. Put in for the blessings of the Lord. And if you don't get it tonight, don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep talking to God. Hold on to God. He hasn't quit you. You've got no need of quitting him. Just hold on to God. God loves you. Shall we stand and shall we sing?